You know, I've been wondering for the past years why every time I get up in the morning, I have the sniffles. I have little sniffing going on. And it can be during the winter or the summer or any season. And I can't figure out why. Do I have allergies 24 hours a day, every day of the year? What's going on? And then I figured it out. I think I'm allergic to myself. I think every time I see myself, I sniff. I get a little drippy. I get a little emotional. I'm allergic to myself. I thought I might have been allergic to, perhaps, hay, or pollen, or grass, or house dust, perhaps. But no, it's me. Is it my clothes? Is there something on my clothes and my laundry detergent that's making me sniff? I change my laundry detergent. And my clothes, by the way, are a lot cleaner. Is it me? Is it my soap? I change soap. I used to use Irish Spring. Now I've changed it to some kind of cranberry crap. I smell good and I think I'm clean. But I still have this little sniffing going on. I don't do drugs. So what is it? Is it peanuts? Am I allergic to peanuts? No, I don't think so, because I stopped eating peanuts and nothing happened. So I ate more peanuts. There's only one logical conclusion. Is it me? Then I thought, wait a minute. This has been going on for a little over a year now, this little sniffling that goes on all day. Wait a minute, what happened a little over a year ago that changed my life and could change my life forever? Donald Trump! I'm not allergic to myself. I'm allergic to him. That explains everything. He's infiltrated my mind and my body to the point where I don't necessarily throw up every day, but my body reacts by expelling dripping. It's him. I'm suing him. It's him.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
That bastard's making me sick.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good to be within your general vicinity. Audibly, certainly. Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Have you prepared for it? Have you prepared for that tumultuous holiday? It's the one holiday of the year that I call the you better do it holiday. You better do it. There's no law about celebrating Valentine's Day, but if you have a significant other, whether it be a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, even a close person or close relative, you better do it, because if you don't, you're going to pay for it the rest of your life. You might as well pay for it a little bit now and get it over with. Otherwise, you're going to pay for it the rest of your life. You better get something heart-shaped, because Valentine's Day is love. Better be heart-shaped. Everything's got to be heart-shaped. Valentine's Day is a wonderful time of year because you express your love for another. But you know what? You know, I say this all the time. You should express your love for another all the time if that's what you want to do. It's like Christmas, you know, like, oh, it's a time of warmth and neighbors give each other greetings and wish each other the best. What a phony, phony, phony thing that is. You should do that every day of your life if you're so inclined. If you're so inclined. But Valentine's Day, you have no choice. You have no choice whatsoever. You better exhibit your love. Otherwise, you're screwed. You're screwed. Here's the funny part about Valentine's Day, which I always enjoy, is that the number one gift is a box of candy. So basically, when you give the female counterpart the gift of candy and chocolates, what you're doing is you're actually fattening them up for the kill. If I were a woman and I got a gift that was something that makes me fat and gives me diabetes, I'd be a little pissed. Out of all the things you could get me, you're getting me something that fattens me up? What the hell are you doing? But I love you. I love you. And I love you by saying, eat these things that'll make you fat, please. What are you doing to me? I'm trying to look good for you and for all my female counterpart. It's odd. It's an odd gift. The other gift on Valentine's Day is flowers. Roses. Do you ever notice something about roses? They die quickly. They have a very quick death. You put the roses in water with a little bit of that, I don't know what that powder is. I don't know what's in that stuff. I think it's like floral cocaine or something. I don't know what it is. It's supposed to keep it alive another 10 minutes. You put it in water. You put it in a vase or a vase, whatever, depending on where you come from. And it's really pretty for a day or two, and then it dies. Hey, here's a great gift. Let me give you something that within just about 48 hours will die right in front of your face. You see this gift that they got me because they love me? It died. It's dead. Who came up with that? Who came up with a gift that very quickly dies shortly after presentation? It's an odd thing. Flowers are beautiful. You see them in an open field or in a garden. They're beautiful. For some reason, we chop them down, put them in a glass container, and watch them die on your counter, on your table. What's the point of that? So chocolates and vegetation, it very quickly dies out of its habitat. These are the gifts that we exchange. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is the Valentine's Day card. That's the worst. Nothing says I love you like giving somebody a card with the price printed on the back. It's not a sticker that can be peeled off. It's imprinted right on the back of the card. How much do you love me? $4.95. Yeah, all right, whatever. So you're giving me a present that has the price printed on the back, vegetation that dies within 48 hours, or a box filled with things that it will make me fat and give me diabetes. Nice. Nice deal. Good for you. Pleasant. Very nice. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. You know what Valentine's Day is? It's a day where a man gives crap to a woman, she accepts it, and then it's over. Very infrequently, when you stop and think about it, does a woman give a guy a Valentine's Day gift? No. Maybe a card. You don't get a guy flowers. You don't get a guy candy. You just give him a card, if that. This is a holiday where the man is behooved forcibly to gift the woman. In this day of equality, actually there is no equality, not just yet. In this day of supposed equality, why is it that the man is buying stuff for the woman? Did you ever go to a card store? I spent hours and hours in card stores for any occasion because I take very seriously what's written on the card. I didn't write that stuff. I'm buying something that somebody else wrote about my emotions, supposedly. Greeting cards are stupid. They're actually stupid. I'm giving you something that somebody else wrote. I don't have the ability to sit down and write something like that myself. So I paid for this to be printed on a card. I didn't say this. They made it up. I just bought you the card is all I did. So whatever's on that card, you better believe what the person that wrote that thing, you better believe in what that person said. If you haven't told your boyfriend or girlfriend that you love them yet, this might be the first time you're expressing your love. If it says the word love on that card anywhere, you've just expressed your love. Unless the card says, I love having you around, that's kind of ambiguous. So you'd be very careful about Valentine's Day. It's also a day that a lot of people get proposed to. So be careful, man. Be careful. Prepare your response now just in case. What a weird holiday this is. We have some weird holidays, don't we? We come up with some weird stuff. Did you ever go out to dinner on Valentine's Day? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What happened? All of a sudden, the price is tripled? What? Usually when I go to this restaurant, a hamburger is $10.99 with the fries and, you know, maybe a side order of something. But on Valentine's Day, it's $40. What are you talking about, man? $40 for a hamburger? It's Valentine's Day. What do you want? We jack up the prices. Why? Why? Is the meat more expensive on this particular date? Does the cow say, no, you're not going to chop me up at these prices, not on this day? What is that about? Why is it so expensive on Valentine's Day? Well, Ron, it's supply and demand. You want to sit in a restaurant? A lot of people want to sit in that restaurant, too. You're going to pay more to sit in that restaurant. Oh, I see. I didn't know a restaurant was a supply and demand kind of deal. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, everything is. Everything is. Everything is. I wish restaurants were like car dealerships. You walk into a car dealership and say, I'm interested in that car over there. How much is that? That's $25,000. I can't afford that. I'm leaving. Wait a minute. What if I said it was, because I like your face. I like your face. Your shoes, not so much. Your face, I do like. What if I said $23,000? Wow, that is a better price. But you know what? No, I think I'm just going to keep. Wait a minute. Before you go, wait a minute. Let me speak to my manager. $19,000. Oh, all right. Yeah, we can do that. What if everything was like that? What if you went into a restaurant and the waiter or waitress came over, or the server came over? That's proper terminology. The server comes over and says, can I take your order? Yes, I'll have the hamburger. How much is the hamburger? Well, it's $7 with the fries. $7 is a little pricey. I don't think I'm going to eat. Wait a minute. What if the hamburger was $6? I don't know. I can go down the street and get a hamburger for $5. So I think I'm going to take off. Thank you. Wait a minute. Let me speak to my manager.
He's watching the oven, he wants to leave, and they don't try. Okay, what about $5 for the hamburger with the fries.
You got a deal. Beautiful. I'm on my way. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. The only other place that works, apparently, is in prostitution.
Yeah, come on. We'll do it for $100. $100, we'll do it.
Or, I don't know.
$50. I'll do it for $50. You can have your way with me for $50.
Oh, I don't know.
$5. $5. Come on.
All right, $5. That's the only other place that's what I've heard. I don't know. That's I've heard that's how that works. I really don't know how that works. I have no concept about something like that. Coming up later in the show, we're going to speak to Mr. Ramirez. Ramirez. When someone's got a last name of Ramirez, you can pretty much guess what their cultural background is. Jewish, right? Yeah? Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Anyway, he is an expert on fragrances. By the way, if a woman asks you to smell her neck or something like that, you do a very quiet whiff. You go very quietly. You don't go,
that's nice. That's very nice. That's nice.
You do it quietly. Very quietly. Valentine's Day is a very gentle day. Do everything gently. A little kiss on the cheek. A little kiss. You know, everything's gentle and you just take it easy. Just, you know what day this is for guys? I'm telling you, this is what it is. Valentine's Day equals shut up day. Just shut up. Give them the little gift and shut up. Tell them that you love them if that is applicable. Don't make it up. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Say it. Get it over with. And then just shut up. Don't get into an argument. Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything sexist. Just be a gentleman. Open the car door for her, even if she doesn't want to get in the car. Don't do something stupid. Go through the entire day trying as hard as you can not to do or say something stupid for 24 hours. If you can handle that, you got yourself a deal. Just shut up, man. That's where men go wrong. They just don't know when to shut up. Just stop talking. It's not a lot to ask. Shut up. That's men's problem. They just don't know when to shut up. Be quiet.
Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Yeah. It's sex day tomorrow. Valentine's Day. You gonna get it on? You gonna get it on? You shut up, you may be able to get it on. You talk too much, no one getting anything on. Yeah, that's what you do. Fatten them up with a little chocolate, that's it, that's right. You want to hold on to something, that's it, that's right. fatten him up. Go on, fatten him up. I like to put rose petals all over the bed. Only problem is I have to clean them up afterwards. I get all over the place. I'm finding rose petals all over the house for the next 6 years. Rose petals. I don't know why I did that. I just made a mess. You know what the sexiest thing a guy can do for a girl? Actually acknowledge that they're in the room. Yeah, that's all you gotta do. That's all they want. That's all they want. That's all they want. And after you have that wild, passionate sex, that wild, unbridled sexual situation, men, always be sure afterwards to say, thank you. Be polite now. Be polite. Always say, thank you. That was extremely wonderful. That was the best I've ever had. And I want to say, thank you. Did I say thank you? And women, you got to do something too. When your guy says thank you, you have to say you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to speak to our guest about fragrances, how you smell. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy, if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, Christian, how you doing?
I'm doing good here, ready to give you some Valentine's gift ideas.
Well, thank you so much. Kristen Ramirez joins us now. He's a celebrity stylist, TV personality, fashion expert, and anchor on the evening news. Wait a minute. You're not the anchor on the evening news. Right. Okay.
Not yet.
Tomorrow starts that gig.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Hey, yeah, it's Valentine's Day coming up, and it's interesting because most of us do this for the last minute.
That's right. We always wait till the last minute.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of us do. But there's still plenty of fresh, incredible ideas in order to make this a little bit. I'm always searching for something a little different that has that extra little topping to it.
Well, I have that perfect special thing for you then.
All right. Give me some ideas.
Well, let me start with the first two pairs that I love, the Gucci Guilty Absolute Port Femme. For the woman, special woman in your life, that's very—it's got that strong personality, but at the same time knows what she wants.
Uh-huh.
She's sexy in her own skin,
yeah.
Perfect for that contemporary woman. And then for the man, the Gucci Guilty Pour Homme. It's also ideal for that guy that likes to push boundaries, you know, and that also likes to be very risky, but be very playful at the same time. That's what's going to wake up those scents in the special romantic life. And then also, if you have a special someone that likes to travel and she knows exactly where she wants to go, she's very outdoors, very boho chic, mm-hmm. I recommend the Chloe Nomad. It's got a great scent of oak moss and Marabou liqueur, oh. And also bright freesia, which is going to make that real freshness come alive and just gives it the vision of escape. So these are the ideas that I have for you to kind of pair with that special someone. So if you know that they like to travel, then these are the kind of things that you kind of want to go for. But now, if you're more on the romantic side,
yeah.
And you want to go to a special dinner,
yeah.
And mix it with some fresh chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne, I recommend Hugo Boss The Scent Perfume Edition. It's going to be a great scent for that guy in your life that you want to make sure that he still smells really good and masculine, but at the same time, it's not so powerful, but, you know, strong
yeah.
enough for him. It's a great scent for that special guy in your life. And then if that girl in your life likes to have a lot of fun, special night out with the girls, and also even sleepover, slumber parties, the Miu Miu Le Rosé is an ideal scent for her because it's going to give her that freshness and she's going to feel real young. But at the same time, you don't have to be such a young age to wear the Miu Miu Le Rosé. It has a nice mix of Lily of the Valley, the Cassis Buds, and the musk is going to give that long-lasting scent that you want to have. And these are ideal ideas for Valentine's just simply because you don't want to just mix it with the gifting of the perfume to the special someone. You want to mix it with an activity as well at the same time to make sure that you're just gifting a little extra as well.
So you're doing a taste, touch, smell, sight, and sound.
That's right, yeah. We're kind of mixing it all up this season and making sure that you're just not gifting the perfume, you're gifting it with an idea in mind, with that, you know, romantic dinner, with that special
yeah.
trip, you know, get the passports out, take your girl out on a trip and give her that Chloe Nomad, and she will love that.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
Now, how do you, men, it's a little more difficult to get fragrances for men, though, isn't it? The men really have to like that fragrance.
You know what? Yeah, we are very in particular,
yeah.
And females. So are the
yeah.
women in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our particular scent. But when you know that someone and you know exactly what you like from them,
yeah.
you kind of can get that sense as well when you smell it right out of the bottle, or when you get that little, you know, spritz. You kind of have an idea. Oh, I love this, and you know that if you love it, then that person that you are gifting it to will love it too, just because you already have that relationship. Now, if you don't,
yeah.
then you kind of find that idea of what to give them, you know, like the sounds. You give them a playlist, be a little bit more romantic
uh-huh.
with that, or even with the site, you know, with a nice album with pictures and so on to kind of commemorate what Valentine's really is for
yeah.
you and what it means for you.
I think
a few ideas,
yeah.
a little tip.
No, it's great. I mean, most people like it when it's thought through to the point where, oh,
exactly.
you really put some thought into this, as opposed to, here's a box of chocolates, now let's have a hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
No, that's not romantic at all.
Okay.
And that's the point of today, is for me to be able to enlighten those ideas for you and kind of give it a little mix of how to liven those scents in your life, but
yeah.
at the same time, combining them with, you know, good ideas with your, you know, for your girlfriend or your wife, if she wants to have the girls' night out
yeah.
or that romantic dinner or that trip, or be a little bit more risky and be more playful with the Gucci Guilty, where, you know, you can kind of mix ideas and be a little bit more risque with a little game of opening up little envelopes and whatnot, and you can take it from there. Yeah. Take it to your own imagination.
You know, it's funny when you get a brand name like a Gucci kind of thing, and you're presented with it. It's kind of like you don't even question if it's a fragrance you like. Hey, it's Gucci. They know what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, and that's the thing too. The name has a lot to do with gifting.
Oh yeah.
So when you gift something like that, like you said, Gucci, it's gonna open up those eyes right away.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, here's the fragrance question of the day. What is a proper way to wear a fragrance? Do you spray it at certain places on the body? Do you walk into it? What's the proper way?
Well, you know what, Ron? We're known for just putting on the cologne or the perfume right away into our bodies, or right after we are done getting ready, right? But
yes.
The actual way that you're supposed to do it is right as soon as you get out of the shower and you dry your body up before you put any lotion on or put on any of your clothes. Apply it to your skin first, just simply because it's going to absorb into your pores. Then apply the lotions and everything else that comes after that, and then that way that scent goes with you throughout the day. And a lot of people think that some of these perfumes may not last a long time because when they spray it on their bodies or whatnot, you know, it didn't stay. Well, because you're wearing it on top of everything else. If you wear it before, it stays longer.
My God, that's worth the money right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saved you hundreds of dollars.
You really did. I also lie. If a woman says, oh, you really smell good, what fragrance is that? I say, that's not a fragrance. That's me.
That's right.
I actually smell like
it's
that.
It's me personally.
That's right.
it's your body oils. And that's when you know when you have paired a good perfume or cologne also with you. It's the body oils that we have as well, you know, pair nicely with whatever we are combining it with. So that's why these nice designers pair their oils with, you know, these different scents from the blackberry to the patchouli and the oak moss. So that way they blend nicely with your own body oils.
Beautiful.
As well.
Okay, let's do a recap where I can get more information about these particular ideas.
Fantastic. You can visit Macy's.com, or for the Chloe Nomad or the Miu Miu Lou Rosé, you can visit Sephora, and exclusively at dealers, you have Hugo Boss, the scent perfume.
Perfect.
So lots of options. No excuses as Valentine's.
No, I've run out of excuses anyway.
Chris, yeah, exactly, right? I think we have.
I know. Chris, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ron. Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. Interesting. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Oh, whoa. Can't talk anymore. Time to go. See you next time. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Can't talk. Sorry. Screwed it up. That's it. I'm done. It's over. No editing. Just stop it. Just cut it out. It's over. Screwed that up, huh? Can't even talk. Radio talk show host can't talk. That's interesting. Well, where do you find one of those? Where can I get me one of them? Oh, nice. Guy do professionally. He's a radio talk show host. What, he can't form words in a sentence? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the deal. That's what happens, yeah.